Yesterday we were explaining a little bit how through the liturgy of the church we are not just remembering some events that have happened in the past. The liturgy of the church has the power of making present here and today for us the events that we are celebrating. Because it was something that happened in the past that is not alive now, and we cannot participate in that, is in some way useless for us. That's why it's so important that we are conscious that we need to enter into the mystery that we are celebrating. It's essential, our personal participation. All of us, we are protagonists in the events that we are celebrating. And today, Good Friday, we have before our eyes the Passion, the Death, the Cross of Jesus. Through these days, and we are celebrating the Holy Triduum, is that we are sharing His Passion and His Death. We will share also His Resurrection. And in our Christian life, we were able to share, to live all of that through our baptism. Then, today, we are going to reflect a little bit in our baptism and how we need to renew our baptism today. St. Paul says in the letter to the Romans, "Do you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into His death?" We were baptized into the death of Jesus. Then we need to immerse, to submerge ourselves in His death, in His passion, in His blood. It's something that has consequences, as we will see. But first of all, we need to renew. We can say we need to complete our baptism. Just a couple of days ago, they mentioned that yesterday, Charity, Dolores Hambleton's daughter, she was about to have a baby, and then the baby was not doing okay, and they have to make a C-section because the baby is a little sick. Then we were there. I was there just to have her baptized. And of course it was a very short baptism. It was in articulo mortis. Yes, when there is a danger of death. Then I gave her confirmation baptism. But it was just very short. You know, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit." Then when the baby, hopefully, please God, will be better, will be stable, they need to complete the rites of baptism, the other ceremonies, the anointing with the oils and everything else. But the sacrament is valid, she has been baptized. In some way we can apply this to ourselves. We can say that our baptism is not yet complete. It has been maybe complete, liturgically speaking. We have received the waters of baptism, the anointing with the chrism, everything. Then we have been baptized. But there is something that needs to be completed, and it's our personal option that has to be renewed, our conversion to Christ, our faith. Today we need to renew, to enter again into the death of Jesus, to renew our baptism through the renewal of our faith and our conversion. And only you can do that. No priest can do that for you. Nobody else can do that for you. And this is important for all of us, but I would say especially for the teenagers, the young ones. Now, you have been raised in Catholic families. You have received a lot. Formation, many retreats and summer camps and good examples, maybe hopefully the rosary in your family, Many things you have received, but there is a moment where you have to take your step. You personally, you have to make your option for Christ. You need to take that decision yourself, because faith is something personal. We believe in a community, in the church, but that community is just helping us. At the end of the day, it's each one of us. We have to see, to say our yes, to give our yes to God, to say, I believe. I believe. And that faith has to be shown in our lives. That's why faith implies always conversion. To be baptized implies to die to sin. To share in the death of Jesus Christ implies a death to sin. That's what St. Paul said too. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. If we just are here in this encounter, we are just having a good time and hearing, you know, the talks and participating in masses and everything, but we don't take a personal decision to change our lives, to die to sin, this encounter will be like useless. The days will pass, the graces will pass, and we haven't changed anything in our lives. We will go back, yeah, it was good, we have a good time, but that's it. And we are not here for that. We are here to enter, to be baptized into the death of Jesus. His heart is open, was pierced by the lance of the soldier. And his heart is like the new baptismal font in which we need to enter. If you want to be baptized in his death, you need to enter into his heart today, this morning. And at the same time, you need to enter with that desire to have a newness of life, a new life. In the old times when the Christians were baptized, in the early centuries, they, through the rites of baptism, they have to make clear that they were serious about living their past life. Sometimes they have even to leave a profession, a job, because that was not according to their new life as Christians. And in some ways they were making like symbols. They were facing the East, the Son, Christ, and they were giving their back to the West. It was a symbol of darkness, night, the devil. To be baptized means to become a children of light. To be the light of the world. And I was talking a little bit yesterday how we need to be the light of the world. We cannot be ashamed of Jesus Christ. We cannot be ashamed of our faith, of the crucified one. We cannot be ashamed to carry a cross around our neck, to have the rosary, to have a picture of Our Lady, you know, in my books, in my room, to be witnesses, and to be ready to die. We need to die. Die to what? Mainly to that slavery, that be always attentive about what others are going to think about me. Oh, in my work, they are going to laugh at me, they are going to mock me. My school, my peers, oh, they will laugh at me. Who has died for you? Are you ashamed of that God that has died for you? Who has loved you more than he has? Contemplating the cross, the passion of Jesus, we need to be baptized into his death. To enter into his heart and to be ready to have a new life. We need to die to sin. And these days are very good to make a good examination of conscience, especially to see where is God in my life, and to discover again what areas of my life are not receiving the light of Christ, are still hidden, are still dark. In these days I need to open my heart completely to the Lord and allow His light to show me what is wrong, to show me my sins, to show me my incoherences. That I speak, I say, I believe, but then how is my life? How is my life? Baptism implies a newness of life. Then we need to die to sin. And at the same time that we discover ourselves as sinners and we discover the dark side of our souls, we also can find Jesus Christ, as the letter of the Hebrews present that. You know, you can approach with confidence to the throne of mercy, that is Jesus crucified. We can go to Him with confidence that we are going to be forgiven. The letter to the Hebrews is presenting Jesus Christ as our high and eternal priest, a priest that is merciful because He Himself has suffered. He has gone through the passion, through the cross. He went through His agony. He became man. He was taking upon His shoulders all the limitations of our human nature. Then He went through death to destroy death. He's a merciful priest, faithful, trustworthy. He has been crucified for you, and He's there waiting for us, waiting for you. There is a prayer that with difficulty I'm going to try to translate, because it's beautiful in Spanish. It's Spanish from the 16th century, but has a special taste, special strength in the words. Was written by St. John of Avila. He lived in the 16th century, and he was called a master of saints. He was helping many other saints in the golden century in Spain, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. John of God. Many saints were receiving his help. And this man, he used to spend his day again for four periods of 6 hours. 6 hours of sleep, 6 hours of study, 6 hours of apostolic work, 6 hours of prayer. That was his day. And his chapel, his home in Montilla, the south of Spain, Cordoba, they have a crucifix, maybe that size or maybe a little bigger, but it's hanging on the wall a little lower in such a way that he was kneeling down and like holding his hands on the nail of the feet of Jesus. And there he was spending hours and hours of prayer. And he has a beautiful prayer contemplating the crucifix. He said, "Lord, your head is bending down to listen to our prayers, to give us keys of peace. And your arms are open to give us a big hug. Your feet are nailed to the cross to wait for us, and so that you cannot separate from us. Your heart is open that we can enter into it, to feel your love, to experience your mercy. Then looking at you, everything is inviting me to love. The piece of wood, your figure, the nails, but especially the love you have shown us that is shouting at me, asking me to love you. and never separate me from you. I invite you today to look at the cross, to be baptized into his death, to enter into his heart, and to take that decision to make that baptism fruitful in our lives. His grace has to be fruitful. His blood has to be fruitful. It cannot be useless. These days we need to take that decision of dying to sin, to examine our lives and see what we need to change, what is not according with our dignity of children of God. And from this day, after this encounter, that we can also be children of light, witnesses in this world that is in such a need of receiving the life of Christ. There is so much confusion, even in the church sometimes, about what is good, what is evil. So many want to just decide by themselves, to think that their conscience are like the fount and source of our morality. I myself, I can't decide what is good, what is wrong. For me, this is not a sin. For me, this is okay. For me, and then who are you? You are not God. That's why it's so important to place ourselves before the cross of Jesus Christ. There before him is like the judgment of the world. He's the judge. What is wrong, what is right, we discover that before the cross of Jesus Christ. Let us ask our Blessed Mother to help us in this time of prayer, so that we can enter into Jesus' heart that is open for us, to be baptized into his death and to have newness of life, dying to sin.